Lesson 8C, Exercises 4 and 5.
Vertical farming isn't actually a very new concept. The idea has existed since at least the 1950s. However, it is only recently that we have begun to seriously explore the idea and put it forward as a solution to the world food crisis. So, what has vertical farming got going for it? At present, over 80% of the world's land that is suitable for farming is already being used. In order to grow enough food to feed the 9 billion people that will be living on our planet in the middle of the 21st century, we'll need 10 million more square kilometres of land. That's an area 20% bigger than Brazil. The buildings used for vertical farming won't take up much space because they are tall. They're skyscrapers. They can be built in the middle of cities, where all the people are. The food would be on people's doorsteps, almost literally, so transport costs are minimal. That's great for helping to combat global warming and climate change. Another advantage is that all food could be grown organically. The crops would need less water than traditional ones because all the water is recycled. All the nutrients are recycled too. The only thing that actually leaves the building is the produce, the food. Vertical farming would create jobs too. Imagine the small businesses that would spring up around these farms. For packaging, distribution, catering and so on, they would employ thousands of people. Where is it likely to happen? Who will benefit most from it? First and foremost, countries that don't have agriculture. Cold countries like Greenland and Iceland, and hot, desert countries like Saudi Arabia. You would have sealed buildings in these places with an artificial climate, artificially warm in Iceland, artificially cool in a hot country. The social benefits are amazing. Everybody gets good, healthy food. People have reacted really well to this idea. I think the idea is about to develop into reality.